The acting chief executive of the National Service Scheme, Alhaji Imoru Alhassan, has urged service personnel to accept postings by the scheme. He said the scheme will not change the postings of service personnel to rural areas, saying the purpose of national service is to foster national unity, and any change in postings without tangible reasons will defeat that purpose. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Alhaji Imoru denied reports that service personnel posted to the Greater Accra region have exceeded the target. He said there are more vacancies in Accra, and personnel who are seeking to change their postings are peddling this falsehood. He spoke to Brighton Drama.
It is not true in the sense that so far the request that we receive from organizations in Greater Accra is 20,700. Then those who chose Accra are 25,122. Then we have posted 18,574 that we have allocated to Greater Accra. But number that chose Greater Accra was 25,122. And the request that we got, 20,700, that means vacancies available in Accra is 20,700. But we have allocated 18,574.
So it means there are still vacancies around.
We distributed the others to other regions as top-up. So if they say that we have exceeded our quota, what determines the quota? The availability of vacancies determines the quota that we have to post to a particular region. And that's what we call the carrying capacity of a region. And if there are 20,700 vacancies in Accra, we have allocated 18,500. To Greater Accra, there is still deficit.
But some people also have refused to go to the postings, especially to those of the three regions of the north. How true is this report?
Yes, these are people who think that their postings can be changed. And we are very resolute on this. We are not changing anybody's posting. And so those who want their postings to be changed and they are not getting it, these are the people who are making all these sort of allegations. We don't just change people's posting. We can change posting. I'm not saying it is not possible, it is. But based upon tangible reasons, like somebody on the grounds of ill health.
Alhaji Imoru also denied that his office is inundated with a so-called protocol list. He speaks more about the National Service Scheme.
The law mandates all Ghanaian citizens who are above 18 years and have received tertiary education to do national service. What I can only say is that they should see national service as a national assignment. Their civic responsibility to the state. And they are not just doing service for doing sake. They are doing service to contribute their quota to Ghana's development. This is what they should see service for. And I'm urging them to accept the postings to wherever they have been posted, because the service is supposed to foster unity among Ghanaian citizens and then bring about national integration. And to the service personnel themselves, they will gain practical experience on the jobs that they have been posted to do. So I'm urging them to accept postings to wherever they have been posted.
We learned one of the major challenges you are facing is so-called protocol list. How is this affecting your work?
This is just speculation. The protocol does not just mean it's coming from somewhere else. Somebody is bringing a list to put on you to say that post these people to this particular place. No, it hasn't happened like that. Just like we call it special cases, like the marital issues, like health grounds. So we ask such service personnel to put in a petition to us. And so we look at these cases on the merit of the cases. Then we can amend our posters. It doesn't mean that, you know, somebody somewhere is pushing something on us. No, that's not the case. We are not obliged to yield to people's demands. No, we are not obliged.
Acting Chief Executive of the National Service Scheme, Alhaji Imoru Alhassan, talking to Bright Intram.